Can you just tell us a little bit about War Crimes? It seems like it's not your typical indie theater production.
No, not really. It's one thing that I think the thing that I love most about War Crimes is how topical it is. And I think, and I don't know whether that, you know, makes it more what you see indie or not, but it is really topical, and if you're reading the news and seeing what's going on in the world, it's getting frighteningly more close to what we have in the play, just due to the fact that it's about The Hague, and I don't know if you've read about these Hague trials that are happening in Africa, and how Obama's maybe talking about how America should maybe at least listen to The Hague and listen to these trials. And then also Bush just recently came out and said, affirmed the fact that they waterboarded. And the play is very much about this president who's on trial for war crimes at The Hague and did these heinous acts to Arab Americans, which he truly believed was the righteous thing to do. So that's kind of what I find the most interesting, and maybe a little less indie, you know, come see a show that's fun to see, but maybe doesn't have quite as much substance. This has a lot of substance.
Okay. The original text was written by Sergei Burbank. After you read that, what made you, I mean, you just talked about, you know, what you liked about the play, but what really hit you after you had read it and said, okay, this is something I have to do?
That's an interesting question. We've actually been working on it for about 3 years together. Two and a half years ago, and this was when Bush was still in office, and he gave it to me and said, can you do the stage reading? And I read it, and I was like, this is a cool play. We'll see. I'm not sure if it quite works, but let's see. I, you know, I'll obviously give my time to a stage reading, and I've worked with Sergei for about 4 years now, both with his screen, he wrote a screenplay that I directed a short film of, and I've directed him in as an actor as well, and he's just a beautiful writer. One thing that just really grabs me about his text is he's very poetic. It really, his words sound like poetry, and not in like a hokey way at all. It always feels like every word is there for a purpose. There's nothing extraneous about his writing. And that is one thing, other than the topic, that really drew me to it. And then when we put it up as a stage reading, I kind of started to fall in love with it. And one other thing is that I'm both a theater director and a film director, and this is, I'd say, about three-quarters, maybe even two-thirds stage and one-third film, video. So that also really drew me to it, because it was really exciting to be able to work with both mediums in a way that I think is conducive to it. You know how you see some of those plays and it's like, why do you have video? Like, why do you just put it on stage? And he really writes so that it makes sense that it's video, you know, that there's, it really wouldn't be right if it was any other way. Like in his words, it's the same case for, you know, video versus stage.
Okay. So, in order to, obviously, we just discussed that this isn't your average indie performance, and considering that, you need a cast that isn't your average indie cast.
Yeah.
So, how does your cast manage to play this off? Were you happy with your end selection?
Yeah, I actually said this to them on opening night. I said, it was amazing. It was an invited audition. So we really saw about three or four people per character, and people, for the most part, people at least one of us knew or someone else in the conflict of interest production company that we were part of,
yeah.
that Sergei started. And so we knew we at least had a decent caliber of actors. And this terrifying, terrifying thing happened at auditions where, for example, Laura came in and auditioned, and we said, uh-oh.
Laura Picado.
Laura Picado. She is exactly right
yeah.
for this. I hope she says yes. She's a little too good. The caliber of acting was so terrifyingly good that we were sure they were going to say no to us.
Yeah.
Because it's a festival play. And these are equity actors. And if they're not equity actors, actually two of them are going to be equity this summer. So it's like,
yeah.
uh-oh, we're going to lose them. And they said yes. And they wanted to work with us because they knew one or both of us that were, loved the script and said, either I've always wanted to work with you guys or the script is so awesome, I can't pass it up.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, as far as I know from the information that's on the website, Laura Picado isn't an equity actor yet.
She's not! She will be equity this summer, but, like, she's still, I mean, equity only means so much. But, like, she's fabulous, and she has one of the smaller roles, but to me, they steal it in their own ways.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and they're just so good. And again, during auditions, it was like, each of them, like, just were the stars of the audition by far. Like, they got the play, they got the characters, and this is a real, seriously character-driven play. I mean, it's got a plot, but this is really about these people, about these characters, and they were so amazing also in the rehearsal process that they just delved in head first. And yeah, it was amazing.
Okay, what was the most difficult part of directing this performance?
We have a 17th century Dutch businessman. That character was hard to navigate. 17th century Dutch businessman is a character in the play. And his text is extremely interesting. But he's kind of, in some ways, this sort of omniscient character. People have kind of likened him to the narrator in Our Town sort of character, you know, where he's sort of out, but he kind of flows in. And navigating him was really tough. And figuring out really how to integrate him in a way that is conducive to the play, that makes the play make sense, because he really, though he's this weird character, he ties everything together.
Uh-huh.
And David Nelson, who plays Peter, the 17th century Dutch businessman, was so excited to do this, and we worked hours and hours and hours on figuring out who he is and how he fits. And honestly, once we got into we had, you know, our 3.5 hours of tech, and we put it up, and he just got it, and it was really amazing to see how all that hard work and confusion and frustration, which who this guy was, really just kind of paid off, that all of our work actually made it make sense.
Okay, considering the fact that you have some experience in, like, narrative film and things like that, is this something that you would eventually, like, want to see on a screen somewhere?
On a screen?
Yeah, like if you could make more crimes, like a feature film or something along those lines.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about that it could be interesting. I mean, it's the type of play, and a couple people said this to me, and it was really sweet afterwards, saying, like, you guys should make, this should go elsewhere. This is something that they felt that it was something that should either become a more full-fledged play or become a film, and that would, I mean, I would love to continue working with this play, with this text, because I think it's really interesting. and great for the time we're living in right now.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to say about the production or about your cast or about the reception so far?
I don't know. We've gotten a really nice reception from people. I mean, I think one thing that's interesting is it's a very heady play, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very, like, you got to go in there and be ready to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, interesting, especially, you know, as you said, this is not quite the regular indie festival play.
Yeah.
You got to go in there wholeheartedly with the idea of, okay, I'm going to watch this.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to let things not make sense, and they will make sense as the play goes along. Kind of let yourself be immersed in it. And the other thing that I really hope it does is that it makes people talk afterwards. You know, talk about the play, talk about what's happening in the United States right now, and I think one message that Sergei has been talking about is that even though all this crap can happen and everything can be so negative, that we'll still be okay. And I hope that that's something that kind of comes across in the play. So, yeah.